Sources. The contents of the 40 short chapters composing the body of this book are made up of selections from Mrs. White's writings, as found in her books, Life Sketches of Ellen G. White, Early Writings, and Testimonies for the Church, volumes 1-9, and from her articles in the Review and Herald, and reports of her addresses at the meetings of the General Conference, as published in the General Conference Bulletin. Chapters 1-6 and 8-12, including pages 13-61 and 65-96, are selected from Life Sketches of Ellen G. White, 17-103. Chapter 7 and chapters 13-18, including pages 62-64 and 97-111, are selected from Early Writings, the chapters bearing, in most cases, the same titles. Also, chapter 21, pages 124 and 125. Chapters 19, 20, and 22-25, pages 112-123 and 126-152, are selected from Life Sketches of Ellen G. White, 105-159. Chapter 26 is from Testimonies for the Church 1, 127-131. Chapter 27 is from Testimonies for the Church 1, 347-353. Chapters 28-30 are from Early Writings. Chapter 31 is from Testimonies for the Church 2, 594-597. Chapter 32 is from Testimonies for the Church 5, 207-216. Chapter 33, Organization and Development, is selected from the General Conference Daily Bulletin, January 29, 1893. The Review and Herald, June 3, 1884. The Review and Herald, July 26, 1892. Testimonies for the Church, 3, 446-447. Testimonies for the Church, 2, 56 and 57, Series B. And Gospel Workers, 303. Chapter 34 is from the General Conference Daily Bulletin, February 27, 1893. Chapters 35, 36, and 38 are from Life Sketches, pages 202-210 and 216-218. Chapter 37 is from Testimonies for the Church 6, 23-29. Chapter 39 is from Testimonies for the Church 8, 41-45. Chapter 40 is from Testimonies for the Church 9, 285-288. To aid the reader, subheadings have been introduced, and a copious subject index has been provided, in addition to the appendix chapters on the prophetic gift.